Madonna and Child, Christ Crucified, Angels and Saints. The painting consists of a single sheet of parchment divided into two. On the left, the Virgin with the Child on her lap sits on a large throne with a baldachin and is flanked by four angels. The panel on the right presents the scene of the crucifixion with the Virgin, St. John the Evangelist, and angels mourning. Around the two panels runs a fascia with frames of different shapes, containing full figure and half-bust depictions of saints. This tempera painting on parchment must originally have had a wooden support and was held in the picture gallery of the Accademia di Belle Arti. Its origin, however, is unknown, though the choice of saints suggests that it may originally have been in a Franciscan monastery. The form and small dimensions have led us to suppose that the painting was part of a tabernacle reliquary, probably the surface the relics rested on. It is attributed to a Giottesque painter who was acquainted with the paintings in the right transept of the lower Basilica of Assisi, especially those in the Chapel of the Magdalene and the stories of the infancy of Jesus. A painter who was plausibly also present in the church while Pietro Lorenzetti and Simone Martini were working there. The name Puccio Capanna is being suggested. He was the most modern of Giotto's students and followed the artist to Florence when the work site of Assisi was suspended in 1319. His interest especially focuses on color and on the natural elements. The chromatic richness is inspired by the work of Simone Martini, while the linear force of his figures appears to owe a debt to Giotto. With sensitivity and talent, the artist succeeds in elaborating the teachings of the two great masters, giving life to a new vein that was to prove decisive for local art.